USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We have a moral duty to create an immigration system that protects the lives and jobs of our citizens.
The President of the United States!
Wearing a dark suit, white shirt, red tie, President Trump delivers his State of the Union speech on Capitol Hill. The patriotic address, lasting about an hour and 20 minutes, Vice President Mike Pence and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi sitting behind him. In the gallery, lots of applause, even some female Democrats wearing white for solidarity, standing and applauding while the president talking about the record number of jobs that have been created during his administration for women. The president then talking about the crisis at the border and the need for funding to finish the wall.
The lawless state of our southern border is a threat to the safety, security, and financial well-being of all America.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Continuing now with our State of the Union coverage, one of the people President Trump inviting to attend the address on Capitol Hill, a boy bullied over his last name, Joshua Trump, harassed by classmates at his school in Delaware, his parents telling local TV stations their son cursed at, in addition to being called an idiot and stupid. Now also invited to the State of the Union, a 9-year-old girl who has survived brain cancer, and relatives of a couple killed in their Reno, Nevada home by an illegal alien. The president also inviting a Holocaust survivor who survives the shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue, where 11 people shot and killed while praying, a Pittsburgh police officer and SWAT team member who was shot multiple times while responding to the deadly October 2018 massacre, also invited to the State of the Union. Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow up 172 points, the NASDAQ up 54, and the S&P 500 up almost 13. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
We are hearing from the NFL's Tom Brady after his big win in Super Bowl 53 in Atlanta. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Fresh off his record-breaking 6th Super Bowl victory, New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady sits down with ABC's Good Morning America to discuss football and his life and how he's trying to put into words winning on Sunday.
You know, for me, I don't know what to think, you know, other than I'm just blessed and I know that I'll be given back for the rest of my life, you know. I know how hard it is to play in the NFL, you know, and I have so much respect for the players. The way the Rams played, I mean, they played so good on defense and so proud of our guys for fighting. Just glad to come away with a Super Bowl win.
Brady also says he's not the biggest fan of compliments.
I guess I take compliments worse than I take. I wish you would say you're trash, you're too old, you're too slow, you can't get it done no more. And I would say, thank you very much. I'm
going to go prove you wrong. You're driven by criticism more than you're driven by success.
Yeah, absolutely.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Retailers expecting a banner year. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes from Washington, D.C.
The National Retail Federation is the nation's largest retail trade group, and it's forecasting retail sales could grow between 3.8% and 4.4% to more than $3.8 trillion this year, as it says shoppers remain in a mood to spend in a strong economy. Still, the Federation does acknowledge an ongoing trade war and a volatile stock market could threaten that growth.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.